Podcast. I'm Cindy Lynn, and I can't wait to help you step into your health power. So a question that I get frequently or a comment that I hear is, I don't possibly know enough, or when will I know enough to feel like I can really start owning my health, where I can really start taking over responsibility for managing some of my health? And my answer is always the same. You know enough to get started now. So you may not know enough to change your medications or to stop taking medications. And that wouldn't be a first step anyways. Knowing enough can mean knowing about your body. Knowing enough can mean paying attention to how your body responds in different situations to different circumstances. Knowing enough can simply mean knowing that you want to take responsibility and then seeking out the information you need to take each step. So no one starts out knowing it all, and no one ends up knowing it all. I don't know what kind of journey my health will take, but I do know, I'm confident that I can learn what I need to learn to manage it. And that I can learn who and when I want to pull in as a consultant, as a resource, when I want to use a physician, when I want to use other healthcare providers. It's not a matter of knowing everything about a particular condition that you might have or everything about your body, because face it, your doctor doesn't. No doctor does know everything about your body or everything about a specific condition. If you're lucky, one will take the time to learn with you, but you don't have to depend on luck to take the time to learn yourself, to pay attention, to make observations. We've talked about a number of things in these podcasts that you can do. In the recent White Coat series, we talked about things like monitoring your own blood pressure, learning how your body reacts, how your blood pressure reacts in certain situations gives you a tremendous amount of insight, insight that your doctor couldn't possibly collect in an office visit. So starting with small steps like that, and of course those steps will be different depending on what conditions you're monitoring or what situation you're dealing with, but starting with those small, easy, basically risk-free actions help you develop the confidence as you go forward and start taking more initiative and start making bigger decisions for your health. And start viewing your healthcare providers as partners on your journey to owning your own health. So, when will you know enough? Never. But you don't have to. You don't have to know everything. You know enough today to get started. And I encourage you to seek the resources you need. Not to do it for you and not to manage your health for you, but seek the resources you need to learn so that you can ask better questions, because of course that's a big part of managing and owning our health, is learning to ask better questions, to get higher quality of information so that you can make truly informed decisions. And as we talked in the last podcast, the paradox of choice, it's important to find out enough information to narrow your choices so that you can make the very best decisions for yourself. And then, after you make that decision, knowing full well that you did the very best you can with what you had. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what physicians do. They do the best they can with what they have at that point in time. They gather information. They look to their protocols or standards of care. And they act accordingly. You too can gather information that will help you make better decisions, better choices, and ask better questions, which will ultimately get you to better resources. It's a cyclical process. And I think that's what people don't always understand going into this journey. If you've dealt with a chronic illness for a long period of time, then you've definitely seen those cycles. The cycles of learning, exploring, finding a potential solution. Perhaps that solution works for a period of time. Maybe it doesn't. But then you continue that cycle of investigation, questioning, gathering data, making a new decision, and then evaluating that. So this iterative or cyclical process is always going on with our health. And it's going on with our health in very simple ways as we make our daily decisions about what exercises work for us, what feels good in our body, what doesn't feel good in our body, what feels good to eat, what doesn't sit so well with us. All of these kinds of questions and responses or activities and outcomes are a continuous cyclic process that we don't even realize we're already doing in many ways. And we have the advantage when we own our health to gathering this data and trying things on a much more rapid basis. So for example, if you see a physician and he recommends a specific diet, he may choose to see you again in 3 months, 6 months, to see how that's working out for you. If you choose the diet and you pay attention and you monitor how you feel day in and day out, you're probably going to get your answer in 2 or 3 weeks of if this is something that's working for you, or this is something that your body doesn't like at all, or this is something that is really bad for you. When you pay attention, when you gather that data and you make those decisions yourself, it allows you to pivot. It allows you to make changes so much more quickly. It allows you to make adjustments. And then when you make the adjustments and go through that evaluation cycle, seeing if something really works well for you or something needs to be tweaked a little bit more, you can do that. So with something as simple as diet in the, say, 3 month cycle that healthcare practitioner would put you on, you could make 2 or 3 adjustments or changes to get where you needed to be, to get where you feel good, where your body feels healthy, where you're getting the changes that you want to see. It puts so much more control in your hands. And you know enough to have that control. You know enough to take that lead. And I've said before, if this is something that sounds just awful to you and you prefer to have another individual manage all of your health, then you're probably not in the right place. And maybe you got on this podcast by accident. And I love you dearly. I probably won't be able to help you. But if you're the person that wants to take control, if you want that responsibility and that authority over your health, then you're absolutely in the right place. If you'd like some guidance on better questions to ask, on directions to look, on resources, I'm always here to help. Not to tell you what to do, but to tell you how to think about better questions, what the options are, and what actions that you can begin to take to really own your health. So until next week, go out and own it. The information contained in this podcast is provided for educational purposes only. It is not intended as medical advice. I am a nurse, but I'm not your nurse. Please see your personal healthcare provider for any concerns.